Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Today on The Brian Lehrer Show, The Sequester meets The Superstorm. WNYC's Bob Henley on what the looming budget debacle might mean for Sandy relief in New York and New Jersey. Plus, we have former New Jersey Senator Bill Bradley today to compare budget wars past and present and how to fix a broken Congress. We'll talk a little basketball with Bradley, too. And we'll dip into The Brian Lehrer Show archives and replay a call to this show from 20 years ago when tennis great Arthur Ashe surprised us on the phones. But before all that, our winter membership drive ends tomorrow, and I hope you'll all kick in something to help us run the radio station. You can do it anytime at WNYC.org or call 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692. Thanks so much for considering it. And as the drive comes toward its conclusion, an extra incentive this morning, we have our last contest of the drive. You're automatically entered if you pledged already this year or if you're a WNYC sustaining member. And if you pledge by noon, you'll automatically be entered to win a do-it-yourself dream vacation. It's $3,000 in travel vouchers from the online travel site Viama.com. Good for just about any way you want to spend it. Airfare, hotel, rental car, room service, whatever, if you're the lucky winner. You don't have to pledge to enter, but of course we hope you will. The deadline is noon, so support the station before the drive ends tomorrow. And if you're going to do it anyway, might as well do it right now and get your name in the hopper for $3,000 in travel vouchers if you do it by noon. 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692 to enter, and we hope to pledge or do it at WNYC.org. And thanks so much for your support. Well, WNYC investigative reporter Bob Henley is here now, checked his fedora and gumshoes at the door, and he's been digging into the implications of the sequester budget, which would take effect on Friday for the tri-state area, especially for Sandy relief. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
You reported on Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano testifying to the Senate Appropriations Committee about Sandy, among other things. What did she say?
Well, she basically said that there would be a $1 billion cut in FEMA disaster fund for direct aid to Sandy victims and folks grappling with the impacts of tornadoes in Tuscaloosa and Joplin. We reached out to the Associated General Contractors Association, a national group, because what's buried in there is also cuts to things like the Army Corps of Engineers and HUD staffing. And the problem here is, although, you know, we're talking about $85 billion in cuts and, it, you know, 5%, they say, in discretionary spending, the challenge here is that it's actually in the middle of the fiscal year. So you have to accomplish this 5% cut with just a few months, you know, from March to the end of September. So that kind of doubles the impact. So in places like the Army Corps of Engineers, you have an important administrative function where all the planning that's being done to get construction completed by Memorial Day often hinges on getting Army Corps approval. Similarly for HUD, the approval of Governor Christie's ambitious plan to try to get direct aid out to homeowners and to small businesses hinges on the approval of rules to get that rolling. And that could certainly have the impact due to the furlough of federal employees.
Now, listeners, let's crowdsource some of the reporting on what the sequestration budget would mean for our area. Call us up if you are involved with anything that could be affected by this budget. 212-433-WNYC. Are you a federal worker facing a furlough? Are you in a funded program that would make you lose some kind of operating funds or a head start slot for your child, a work-study job for yourself or your student in college? Do you work for a defense contractor? Any air traffic controllers or other airline industry workers listening right now? How are you or people in your workplace or people in your family preparing for any possible cut that would hit you directly? 212-433-WNYC.
And Brian?
As we anticipate the sequestration budget probably taking effect on Friday, 212-433-9692. We hear the politicians talking about how they think it would affect everybody. Some of it may be scare tactics. Let's hear from you about what you're anticipating or what's actually taking place in your workplace or your family as you prepare for contingencies. 212-433-9692 with WNYC's Bob Henley. Bob?
Yeah, one of the things that jumped out at me in the testimony Homeland Security Secretary Napolitano, and then her what she was saying yesterday, was the impact on our region in terms of our being a transportation hub. That's clearly where people are going to feel it on the retail level. What she's predicting is a slowdown at the airports. We already know that we have airports that are problematic when compared to other places in the nation. So that's going to be a drag in terms of the amount of time you have to allot to get to the airport. And then in terms of freight, the movement of cargo through the region. The other thing is that the slowdown and the cuts in federal construction, this region, both New Jersey and New York, was just managing to crawl out of the doldrums of this never-ending recession with an increase of 3% in New York in terms of construction jobs from November to December, a little bit better in New Jersey, 3.6%. And so if you start cutting these federal construction projects, then you do start to slow down and choke off what was a very slow recovery in that industry.
Here's another specific example, not Sandy-related, from the Albany Times-Union. And it says New York's institutions of higher education would suffer a significant blow if the sequester goes into effect. It says if the automatic federal budget cuts kick in, it'll cost the state's colleges and universities $110 million in the current fiscal year. As you said, this is just between now and September, $110 million. Much of that money, says the Times Union, would come out of scientific research and financial aid, and that means job cuts and climbing college costs. Higher education, it says, is vulnerable to the federal cuts because research and development in New York receive more money than in virtually any other states. I don't know if you've looked at that, Bob, but apparently people would lose their work study jobs. Some
right.
Science research efforts that are already underway might lose their funding in midstream. You know,
also, special education takes a hit. The Individuals with Disability Education Act in New Jersey, estimates are that there would be overall in New Jersey 15,000 kids would lose services that, again, are based on these federal matches. $11.7 million cut in education, $17 million decrease in funding for children with disability, possibly putting 210 teachers and aides jobs on the line. Now, what that will do is really crunch down the local school boards because, as we know, Beth Fertig's reporting has been so strong in this over the years. That is something the federal government came up with a mandate, let's, you know, help special needs children, and historically underfunded it. And so it's local jurisdictions that will certainly have to step up and make up that gap.
Here's a little more on that higher education. New York would lose more work-study students than any other state, with 4,150 work-study slots being cut. That could put college out of reach for some students, this says, who earn an average of $1,700 under the program that provides jobs for students. I don't know if that number comes from SUNY, which is quoted in here, or if that number comes from the Obama administration itself, which is putting out, all kinds of numbers to make everybody believe that this is as bad as it might be.
Well, I think it's important to keep in mind that this was something that the president signed off on with the Republican Congress in 2011. The fact that this brinksmanship has come to what it is, I don't know if, I think that perhaps the Republicans maybe are willing to live with defense cuts that the administration was counting on they wouldn't live with. But what's happening here is certainly undermining confidence. We saw the market take a hit yesterday, a couple hundred points. And it also comes at a time where, as I said, we are trying to get momentum in terms of rebuilding for Sandy. You have a situation where for our coastal communities, Memorial Day is critical. You've got to get the boardwalk in place. You've got to get the Port-a-John in place. You've got to get the parking lot in place so that you can begin to prevent the erosion of your tax base. And I think, as you know, Governor Christie really has quite a challenge today because, of course, later today he's going to introduce his budget. And I can't imagine a more difficult needle to thread than what he's got ahead of him.
All right, listeners, we'll take some of your calls right now on how you might be preparing for sequestration budget contingencies in your workplace or personally, if they'll affect you personally. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Louise in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, Louise.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Okay.
Two questions. I just thought of a second one. First one concerns my daughter. She's in Prague right now, and she's due home on Sunday. And I'm wondering if she's going to be affected or if safety in any way will be affected. And the other question is about the CUNY Adult Literacy Program. I teach in one of the programs for the Research Foundation, and it's a free program. Those students work for free. They come to school for free, mm-hmm. but we're paid by the Research Foundation. I'm wondering if our programs might be affected.
Right. Well, I don't know if that particular part of CUNY is federally funded. Bob, I don't know if you would...
Well, these things, this is what's challenging about this. These are often match programs, and so you'll have money's fungible. And so institutions, nonprofits, hospitals, colleges are reliant on systems of grants. And so these things could take a little period of time. Janet Napolitano was asked directly about how soon people would feel the impact, and she said it depends on where you live, but that she could expect to see people should start getting to the airport earlier. And this also will be played out, I guess what's here, we have a situation where there could be some kind of deal, but the time is really shrinking.
But with respect to the airports, which the administration is making such a big thing about, is it not true that any furloughs of air traffic controllers or anybody else would require 30 days notice to the federal employee? And so if that notice went out on March 1st, it would be at least March 31st before we would actually see an impact at the airports, or is that not true?
That, I think it's also a question of if they're going to fill positions, plans to hire people as well. So it affects like their decision to make, are they going to put, they're not going to put any new people on, certainly. And so it's going to be just a gradual degrading of federal services.
Jane in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jane.
Hi. I was calling about vaccinations. I saw in the New York Times that they were going to be cutting vaccinations for little kids. And if you're the parent of a baby, this is a big problem. Because even if you have a lot of money, if poor kids aren't able to get their vaccinations, then we're going to start seeing outbreaks of measles and whooping cough. And if you've got a little tiny baby, that's really dangerous. And I think a lot of people think, well, I have insurance, I'll be okay. But a lot of these things really depend on communities. You know, all the kids are vaccinated, so the babies are safe, because you can't give them. They're too little to get these vaccinations.
So, it's a great point about vaccination being a community function. So if you have a loss of X percent in a community, including a community of babies that aren't vaccinated, then the disease can spread through the unvaccinated population. But, Bob, I do hear vaccinations included in this, childhood vaccinations. What's the mechanism of that? How would that be affected?
Well, again, it has to do with if you're if you've been getting your care through a clinic, a community health care clinic, and it's been subsidized, or in a situation where a local school district is picking up the cost of that, or there's a program, then the cost is going to be cost shifted. And that's what this is all about, is cost shifting. And the crunch that's happening at the federal government is going to be felt, as it has been for a while, through the state and coming down through county and local governments. I mean, in New Jersey, they're talking about the loss of 1,300 rather, Head Start positions, $2.3 million in grants to prevent substance abuse, something that Governor Christie has been a priority for his administration, 18,000 fewer HIV tests in New Jersey. And so the thing that's kind of, I think, of concern is I don't know why this wasn't rolled out, months ago. And I think that that's a fair critique of the administration. This date was known. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's, in some ways, it's creating, you don't want to create hysteria, because these programs have been in place for many years. Money is fungible, but it's creating a certain kind of anxiety. I think Peggy Noonan got to this in a Wall Street Journal column, that is really just adding to the difficulties that people have trying to recover from Sandy.
Absolutely. We just have 30 seconds left. I'm curious about one kind of unrelated thing. When Governor Christie does release his budget today, are we going to find out if he accepts the Obamacare Medicaid expansion? As you know, this is something we've reported on.
Right.
We did a poll with Rutgers Eagleton in New Jersey and found that most New Jerseyans want Christie to accept that, which is 100% federally funded, the expansion in health insurance through Medicaid.
Up until 2016.
And we know
right.
that for 3 years, that's right, then 90%. Rick Scott, the conservative governor of Florida, just did accept the program for his state. Is today the day we're going to find out if Christie does?
It's widely expected that that'll be the case. Right now, about a million people in New Jersey out of the 8-point-some-odd million people depend on Medicaid. If he does with the expansion as called for the Affordable Health Care Act, that could be another 300,000 individuals added to the rolls. We still have very high unemployment, over 9%, some of the highest in the nation. So we're seeing more and more people sign up for this program. He could save some $300 million in the short term if he did that. It is truly the moment of truth for him. He's also dealing with the fact that he has a $500 million revenue hole in the current year because his expectations about revenues weren't borne out. And he also has to make this huge pension contribution of $1.7 billion to make good on the reform he worked out with Senate President Sweeney and Speaker Oliver.
We will see what happens with that today. Obviously, we will see what happens with the sequestration budget by Friday and continue to follow preparations for it in our area. WNYC's Bob Henley, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And former New Jersey Senator Bill Bradley up next. Stay with us.